Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. Today, you're more connected than ever, and whether it's your friends, your family, or your life, Renaissance understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services that you need. Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renaissance has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And we have got a special, I guess you might call it a hospitality edition of North Fulton Business Radio, because we've got Jason Spencer and Jessica Tyer from Even Hotels, a brand new hotel here in Alpharetta. And we've also got Rachel Corey, and she's with Tzatziki's. And we're going to go to Rachel first. Rachel Corey with Tzatziki's. Rachel, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you here. You're an old friend of North Fulton Business Radio and Business Radio X. Tell folks about what Tzatziki's is all about.
I sure will. Tzatziki's is a fast casual Mediterranean inspired restaurant. We produce all of our menu without the use of freezers, fryers, or microwaves, make our own sauces, trim our own meats, focus a lot on community involvement. Also just make sure every guest leaves happy and satisfied.
Well, that's always a good thing with a restaurant, is happy and satisfied. And I've never been to Tzatziki's without being happy and satisfied. So talk a little bit about the history of Tzatziki's. Where does the concept come from? What was the inspiration?
Sure. So Keith Richards is our founder, and his wife, Amy. They actually had been in the hospitality industry. They went on a trip to Greece, came back super inspired when they were there. They loved the home feel of it. They even ate at the same restaurant repeatedly because just of the hospitality of this restaurant, went back and saw how everything worked, came back and opened their first location in 98 in Birmingham. We are on our way to almost 92 locations across the United States, 7 in Georgia. The closest one, obviously, would be in Alpharetta off of Windward Parkway. We also have one in Kennesaw, Suwannee, Cocoa Hills, Sandy Springs, Lenox, and Athens, and currently looking for other locations.
Oh, wow. That's cool. So fresh food is a big deal in restaurants, right? People want to know they're eating fresh, high quality foods with high quality ingredients. And you mentioned a little bit about that, but I'd love you to dive a little bit deeper into that, because that's one thing I love about Tzatziki's.
Sure. So as noted earlier, we do not use freezers, fryers, or microwaves. All of our sauces are made in-house daily. So what you eat for lunch, we produce in the morning. What you eat in the afternoon, we produce in the afternoon. So everything is very fresh, very flavorful. There are many services who will rate a restaurant based on an item being low in calorie or low in sodium, but we take a specific look at the preparation methods and sourcing of the ingredients used. We research how food is delivered to the customer all the way from the farm to the table, and only certify the top brands. We know where our food comes from. We only use certain sources, and we actually produce herbs very locally from the Hope Project that we formulated about 12 years ago.
Ooh, I want to get into that. With Rachel Corey here, just a reminder, Rachel Corey with Tzatziki's Mediterranean Cafe. But before we leave the fresh food part, you know, that's really important given your menu. I mean, because you've got a lot of salads, a lot of sauces. Those taste a lot better when they're fresh, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have everything from fresh salads. We have seafood. We options. We have salmon, shrimp, tilapia. We have fresh lamb. We have beef. We have chicken. We also have kebabs. Just came out with new kiwa bowls that are super, super hit. We try to stay current with the different trends that are going on as well. We know where everything comes from, and everything's just right there.
That's wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about the location. You mentioned several different locations. We're right here in North Fulton. Maybe you can talk a little about your Alpharetta location.
Sure. Alpharetta location opened up a little after 2014 or so. So we've been around a little while. It is the only location in Georgia that does have a banquet room. We do curbside orders. We offer takeout. We have an app you can order through. We're open for lunch and dinner. Our catering has really taken off with all the different businesses in the area too. Everybody looking for a fresh option. We're very accommodating as far as different options for different picky eaters, such as vegetarians or gluten-free. We can accommodate a variety of people.
Oh, wow. Gluten-free. So that's not something you expect necessarily in Mediterranean, right?
Well, everything.
So you've got options there.
We do. We have a lot of definitely diet-friendly options, which it's easy. There's no picky eaters at Tzatziki's.
I love that. You could accommodate anybody. And you won't call them a picky eater.
No,
I love
never.
That. That's great. You mentioned banquet room. That's an unusual feature here in this location in Alpharetta.
We do. It seats about 35 or 40 or so. We have held wedding rehearsals or receptions there. We've held baby showers, birthday parties, business networking meetings. Obviously, are very popular. We actually just revamped the whole room, fresh new paint, new decor. And what's cool about Tzatziki's too, speaking of decor, all the pictures you see in all their locations are from our founder and his wife's trip to Greece. So every single picture you see in every one of our locations is actually from their original trip when they went there and became inspired to come back and create this amazing concept.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So is there a cost to use the banquet room, or how does that work?
Right now, to promote it, we are kind of doing a complimentary visit. And then as we get larger and larger, we kind of will go from there.
Yeah, sure. Be in touch is the short answer, I know. But obviously, you're wanting to folks to have food and that kind of thing, have food and drink and serve their party or business meeting or what have you.
Yep. We can fully cater. We can do box lunches. We can order off the menu. You could kind of create your own menu. We're pretty open. We have beer and wine as well. So it's just per event on what you're looking for.
That's great stuff. Now, Rachel, you want to talk about Hope Project, and that sounds pretty cool.
Our Hope Project is probably one of my favorite things about Tzatziki's. It began with Keith, our founder, about 12 years ago and has grown into something much bigger. Hope stands for Herbs Offering Personal Enrichment. It helps individuals find enrichment through gainful employment, whether working at a store or growing herbs for a restaurant. We work with special needs or at-risk youth. I will go to their locations and help them plant herbs, starting from a tiny seedling in pluck trays, growing to pots. Some of our locations have greenhouses or gardens. We maintain them. And then eventually when they get larger, we actually buy them back and use them in our restaurant. So everything's super fresh, but they're grown with love, which makes it taste even better. So the children get to see the whole aspect of the business as well, as far as growing, planting, invoicing, receiving the money for the check or for the herbs that they grow. And it's so simple yet so purposeful. And each one of our locations in Georgia also has a special needs or at-risk youth or adult working in every single location as well. So it only starts with one small step, but we love to impact the lives of others and impacts us internally as well. They are definitely superstars. We even work as far as with foster care youth with different adults at this location. We work with Jacob's Ladder and Hopewell Middle School. Some of our other locations are different high schools, different middle schools, a special needs adult facility. The list is non-ending, and I love it.
That comes across, and that's I love the enthusiasm. That's wonderful. And that's really cool, because back to knowing where your ingredients come from, you really know where they come from in turn, because you've got more than just a vendor connection. You've got a real personal connection in terms of where your ingredients come from.
And even at a location in Kennesaw, we have a whole wall that's dedicated on our first Hope Venture that has pictures of the children. It has pots with the different seeds in it, so everybody knows where they came from. And it's definitely an amazing venture that I'm thankful to be a part of.
That's wonderful. Rachel Corey with Tzatziki's Mediterranean Cafe. So, Rachel, for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch, how do they do that?
So we, tzatzikiscafe.com is our website. You can look at all of the different locations from there. We're also on Twitter at Tzatziki's, Facebook. Each one of our locations has a page, and our Instagram is at Tzatziki's Atlanta.
Terrific. Rachel, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, if you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks or bookkeeping or marketing, maybe developing a presentation, well, I've got an answer, and it involves an Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. It's your terms, it's your timeline, and they lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is finished. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. So our next guests are from Even Hotels, a brand new hotel opening soon here in Alpharetta. Jason Spencer, who's the Chief Wellness Officer, and Jessica Tyre, who's the Accomplish More Director. Jason and Jessica, welcome.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Great to have you. So tell us a little bit about Even Hotels. Tell us about this concept.
Yes, sir. The Even Hotel brand is part of the Intercontinental Hotel Group, often referred to as IHG. And IHG created Even when they discovered that guests were changing the way they travel. Their goal was to keep up with their wellness, their individual routines when on the road, and hotels weren't designed to help guests do that. So they came up with four pillars that they use to kind of build the different parts of the hotel, whether it be the sleeping portion, eating, accomplishing more, and they basically changed the hotel to fit with the guests. The hotel is designed around assisting our guests to stay on their routine and help them to better enjoy a stay and go home still on their wellness routine.
Oh, wow. And so that's wellness really broadly defined, right? That's not just some hotels. A lot of hotels have a exercise room or something. This is a little more broadly defined than that, right?
Correct. I think what all travelers need to know, John, is that we are not just designed around fitness, but around wellness. Eating the way you want, staying active the way you would like to be active, resting the way you find that best keeps you refreshed, and accomplishing more by being productive on how, on what works best for you. So Even Hotels believes in our philosophy, and the general public are taking notice of it. So we are a brand for everyone.
That's wonderful. Now, we're flattered that Alpharetta is the first location here in Atlanta for this relatively new hotel concept, but you've got other locations around the country and even around the world.
Certainly. Alpharetta is a city that made dramatic decisions years ago. And what they did was they decided to build their city around what the residents want: more parks, walking trails, art as part of the cityscape. Technology was a key factor in what drives Alpharetta to thrive.
Sure.
And it became an award-winning city. And we follow a similar path. We design the hotel around the guests and what they want. We also want to incorporate, and we want to change. We're not afraid to say that when we first started, we were more fitness-driven. Our restaurant was more kale and healthy eating. And now we've adapted that because everyone's definition of wellness changes and differs. So we wanted to be more encompassing of that fact, which is similar to what Alpharetta is doing. So we felt it was a great marriage. It's IHG's United States headquarters is here in Atlanta. We wanted something that was close, and we wanted something where we integrated well with what the city's plans were. So Alpharetta was a great fit for Even.
Let's talk about the hotel itself, maybe the amenities you have, the number of rooms, you know, the different aspects of the hotel that are important.
Absolutely. So the new hotel will be 132 rooms. It has nearly 950 square feet of meeting space and also a flex room that offers 498 square feet of space. So for the big companies in the area and for the social events that happen on the weekend, we really feel like this hotel will be a good place to have those events. We are also very proud to offer all of in-house catering. So we will be able to do breakfast, lunch, and breakouts at the hotel.
That's terrific. Now, and let's get it out there. We're going to mention this again, but let's get it out there exactly where the hotel is located for folks.
Absolutely. So it's located on Old Milton Parkway. It's right behind the racetrack and right across from the absolutely fabulous Avalon.
You can't get a better location than that. Anything near the Avalon is a good location, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Terrific. We're speaking with Jason Spencer and Jessica Tyer, and they are with Even Hotel Alpharetta. I think you've mentioned a little bit about this, but I want to be clear about the primary customer of Even Hotels. Who do you really serve?
So our primary customers are going to be the business and leisure travelers who prioritize their health and wellness and want an experience that empowers them to maintain their routines while traveling. The Even brand has consistently had the highest customer service scores within the IHG umbrella. So that is something that we are very excited to share. And we plan to continue that trend in Alpharetta and offer the guests an amazing overall experience.
Well, and we have to remind folks the brands that are in IHG, because there are some terrific brands in IHG, right? So that Even Hotels is number one in that set of brands is a pretty big feat.
Yes, it absolutely is.
Right? I mean, so there's like Intercontinental Hotels. What are some others that are part of that group?
The Indigo, Hotel mm-hmm. Indigo.
Yeah.
As well as the Regents and the Six Senses is our luxury brands.
Mm-hmm.
So Crowne Plaza, Holiday Inn. So absolutely. Some very well-known customer-driven brands.
Yep.
And we enjoy the competition.
Yeah, well, yeah, to be number one in that group, that's an accomplishment. That's terrific. So both of you were talking offline about how you had been in other concepts and decided you really wanted to be with Even Brands. Talk about that for you. I mean, what attracted you to this brand?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just the overall encompassing of wellness, you know, wellness to me is different than it is to Jason. You know, we share some of the same wellness thoughts with a burger and fries, but, you know, Jason likes to wake up early in the morning and work out, and wellness to me is yoga, you know? So I think the exciting part of it is that it encompasses everybody, and it is such an exciting time to be a part of the brand. IHG's headquarters here in Sandy Springs at Ravinia. This hotel is going to be their flagship hotel. So even though it's a big, big responsibility, it's something that's so exciting, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Further that comment, we also engage our team members in that wellness process. You know, they are invited to come work out in the gym. We have events specifically designed around their wellness, and it's internal only. And, you know, we want them to be able to fully engage with the guests on their journey. You know, part of the interview process is we talk about your personal wellness journey, even if you don't know you're on one. You know, you may never work out, you may never eat healthy, but at some point you start your own journey of wellness. And we hope that in some cases it starts staying with us. Mm-hmm. So that opportunity to invest in other people and to invest in making sure that everyone understands that by choice or not, you are on a journey that we can help people.
Now, Jessica, you talked about meeting space, and I know you serve a lot of, obviously serve a lot of different groups. Talk about what the kind of groups you're looking for.
Yes. So, the Even Hotel is a perfect spot for corporate meetings, training sessions, sports groups, family reunions, weddings, and corporate groups that are just in the hotel for the day. So even if we don't have, you know, you're not staying overnight, we still offer the space during the day. The hotel is conveniently located near several Fortune 500 companies here in the area, LexisNexis, Siemens, and Verizon, ADP, and Pfizer being one of the largest. It's also directly located across from the Avalon. So the shopping and entertainment is there for all of the guests. And I think a big thing that we should note is that our hotel will have a shuttle that is able to take guests, you know, not only from their corporate offices or to wedding venues, but also to the Avalon and surrounding restaurants and areas of fun.
That's a good thing. That's looking out for folks' wellness, getting them a shuttle across the old Milton Parkway to Avalon right there. So congratulations and thank you for that. So I'm just interested in a little bit about how it's been in Alpharetta and in terms of opening this hotel. Y'all have got experience in other hotels. What's it been like getting this going? Because when you're coming up from the out of the ground with something, a lot of work involved in that, need a lot of help from the city. Talk a little bit about how it's been to be in Alpharetta.
It has been a great experience in Alpharetta. The city's very engaged, very quick to communicate. They have assisted us all on the process, even with simple, what you would think would be simple tasks like hanging a coming soon sign. It's all laid out black and white. They walk you through the process and they assist you in getting it done. We look forward to continuing that relationship and getting the hotel open and ready for guests. And we feel like they're as excited as we are. You know, we've already got requests from, you know, team members with the city who want to come and tour the property as soon as it's available because of its uniqueness, because of its location. They feel like it's a great add to Alpharetta, which excites us as well.
That's exciting. Jason Spencer and Jessica Tyer are with Even Hotel Alpharetta. So for those that would like more information, how do they be in touch?
IHG makes it really easy to get more information. Of course, social media. We're on most other platforms. They could find us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook at Even Hotels Alpharetta GA, as well as online at www.evenhotels.com/AlpharettaGA. Or they can feel free to email us directly. It's jason.spencer@ihg.com or jessica.tyre, that's T-Y-R-E, @ihg.com. And we look forward to connecting with as many people as show interest.
That sounds great. And we'll have these links in the show notes for the various social media channels that you have. But Jessica, Jason Spencer and Jessica Tyre, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
So, folks, just a reminder that you can listen to this show every Tuesday, and we also have special shows sometimes throughout the week. But if you miss any of our shows, you can find us on quite a few different podcast platforms. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spotify, just about whatever your favorite podcast app, we're probably going to be there. And we're also online at northfultonbusinessradio.com. So check us out there. We've also got an archive of shows that go back three and a half years. We're the longest running podcast in North Fulton, telling the story of what we like to call the Fortune 500,000 great businesses here in our area in North Fulton and surrounding area that would not get a voice otherwise. So check us out there. And follow us on Twitter and Facebook, North Fulton BRX. So for our guest, Rachel Corey and Jason Jason Spencer and Jessica Tyre, it's time for me to close this show. I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Today, you're connected more than ever. Your friends, your family, your life. And banking is what you do on your time, anywhere you like. Renaissance understands how you bank. offering mobile banking services you need. At Renaissance, we also understand that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. That's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.